Parshas Kisavui is coming towards the end of the Torah, and there's very, very few mitzvahs left. Very few mitzvahs left. The parasha begins with the parasha of the mitzvah of Bikurim, a very important mitzvah, realizing everything is from Kodesh Baruch Hu, understanding that what belongs to us belongs to Him. But then, by Sheni, in Perek Chavah, Pasuk Yud-Beis, we have a mitzvah called Kisachal Lasis Kol Maaseh Tvos V'Shana HaShlishis Shnas HaMaaseh. We have here something called Vidui Maestros. Very topical thing, Vidui. Vidui Maestros. What is Vidui Maestros? So on the third year, on the Erev, last days of Pesach, on goes to Beis HaMikdash, and one declares. You first got to get rid of all the Trumas and Maestros that you owe. And the matzah of Nei Hashem Alekecha, you should say, the Arat Kodesh Shemana Bayis, I got rid of it, took it out of the house, I gave it to Levi, Lager, Leyosa, Mono, Chol Mitzvos Lashet, Visoni. In other words, I was instructed to do a bunch of givings of Trumas and Maestros. I did that. Chol Mitzvosach Lashet, Visoni, I did exactly what he commanded me. Lo Yivarati Mitzvosach, Lo Yishachachti, I didn't deviate, I didn't forget. I didn't eat it in the time I shouldn't be eating it. I didn't eat it in the wrong when I was Tommy. I never did use it for the wrong thing. I did exactly what Coach Baruch Hu told me to do. I have done what you have told me to do. Therefore, Coach Baruch Hu, Coach Baruch Hu gazed down from heaven. And bless Klal Yisrael, and bless us. Okay? Now, Hashkifo, what does Hashkifo is a Loshon which means to gaze down. Gaze down often means to examine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu look down and examine us. Rashi says it's a time we don't say Hashkifo very often. He says, Asinu ma shigzat aleinu, ase ma shalecho. In other words, we've done what we're supposed to do, you do what you're supposed to do. And now Hashkifa is a Loshon which is very, very unusual, because it actually means to investigate us. And that the Gemara says, from here we learn that when you've done everything you need to do by giving your tzedakus, we have no fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu looking down and investigating us, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will change Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. Therefore, when we've done everything we need to do, give Trumas and Maestros and everything to the right place, check us out, examine us, we're fine, we've done everything well, and therefore we deserve to have the blessings of Borech Esamcha Yisrael, bless us and our land and our country, Erezov Eschol Avodvosh. Now, what's fascinating is that this comes very much towards the end of all the mitzvahs. In other words, really what was after this is a couple of mitzvahs that are relevant to this mitzvah of Vidui Maestros, and talking about how we may not eat certain of the maestros. There's one other mitzvah that is a very, very important mitzvah of Histabek Gudrochov and connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we have two other mitzvahs. One mitzvah of Hakel, another mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Which, if you work backwards, writing a Sefer Torah is basically ensuring that the nation remembers all the mitzvahs. That is a national obligation, which applies to every one of us, to write a Sefer Torah. Then there's Hakel of coming together as a nation to receive a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can all understand that those are very fundamental in the essence of keeping the Torah long term, and to ensure that the ideas and the message of the Torah remains forever and ever, Sefer Torah and Hakel. But when it comes to this particular mitzvah, it seems an interesting choice to end the Torah referring to Vidui Maestros. It seems like an interesting choice to choose this as one of the last mitzvahs to end off with, as being so important, sort of bundled together with the principles of Yiddishkeit. Why is that a principle of Yiddishkeit? Just by the way, there's a famous maestro, the Satmarov. The Satmarov had an incredibly kind heart. Incredibly kind heart. And he's instilled in his chassidim to be very, very generous. Big balei tzedakah, big balei chesed. It's part of his. Chassidus has that stamp on it. And he'd go up and he'd make an appeal one day for an almona who needs making chasta for a child. Another day he'll come up for a person who's sick and needs money for an operation. So one day he walks up there and hears one of the chassidim saying, I wonder what the Rebbe's going up for now. He said, he heard it, I want to talk to you when you finished. So he comes back and says to him, what's the problem? He said, what's the problem? Sunday we go to the almona. Monday we gave to the sick person. Tuesday we gave Hakimcha the Pischa. Wednesday we gave, it is, you know, he says, you know, there's a problem with that. He said, why is this called Vidui Maisrus? Vidui Maisrus, Vidui normally means, Ashkosh Baruch Hu, we sinned. Ashamnu, Begadnu, Gazalnu, Dibanadu. Here's Vidui Maisrus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema, what do we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We say to him, we did done exactly what you did, told us to do it. Called mitzvah socha shes sani lo yevalti mitzvah secho lo yishachochti, I've done nothing wrong, lo yechalti meini meini, I've done everything right. Why is that called vidui? He says, because sometimes when you're doing the right thing, you have to forget what you did, and therefore when you come along and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did exactly what you told me to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with that. You deserve to, you have to say vidui for that. Yes, he gave money on Sunday, forget about it, today's Monday. Yes, I did another chesed on Monday. Forget about it. Now it's Tuesday. Don't remember all the different stockers I gave you all the past. Each day should be a new day. Each day, forget about all the good things you've done. Remember all the bad things. Forget about the good things. Just keep moving. That's a vidui, he says. That's why it's called vidui maestris. But Rosh Hashanah Mefal Hish says a fantastic vort. He says there are three different kinds of maisa. There's a maisa rishon, there's a maisa sheni, and there's a maisa oni. Maisa rishon, who does that go to? Who's Maisa Rishon? Goes to the Levim. Maisa Sheni is eaten in Yerushalayim by the Balabayas himself. And Maisa Oni is given to the poor people. He says those three things are the three principles that keep Yiddishkeit together. He said the principle number one is Maisa Rishon, is appreciating and valuing the greatness of Talmidei Chachamim. It's giving away to the Levim, supporting Talmidei Chachamim, supporting Torah. And when a person is willing to invest in supporting something, that is the greatest proof that is important to him, and he'll ensure to learn and to understand why it's important to invest, and he'll become great himself. And therefore, my solution really is the thing of giving to Levim, who represented Torah, to invest and to put your value into Ruchnius. That is the Ruchnius part of it. Then my Sheni is, what's that about? You're not giving to any Talmidei Chachamim, you're eating it yourself in Yerushalayim. What's that about? That is taking the sanctity of regular life and making it holy. You're eating, yes, but there's a way of eating it for the sake of Kavod Shabbos. There's a way of eating it for the sake of I can be strong in order to support a family, in order to do chesed, whatever it may be. And eating it because there's a grubber eating, that's because you're eating. And therefore, Maaseh Sheni is the idea of sanctifying the eating that you do for yourself, taking Gashmias and sanctifying Gashmias. And then, of course, Maisa On is the third principle, is not just worrying about your own ruchnius of becoming great in Torah, or worrying about your gashmius and making sure that you're using gashmius for the right purpose for yourself, but Maisa On is looking outside of yourself and ensuring that those people outside of you are looked after, that their niyim are cared for. And therefore, those three things, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Oni, are the three fundamentals that the ones are Torah, Avodah, and Chasadim, really, right? Is Torah, one's Torah. Avodah is how to work with your life and to make sure that you all use it for Gashmias. And then it's Chasadim. And therefore, when the Torah wants to end and wants to give you a message and wants to instill in us the principles and values of what it means of the Torah, Torah says, make sure you do Vidui Maisa. Make sure that when you are focusing on your life, you're making sure that none of those three things are slipping through the cracks. Make sure when you come towards the end of the Torah, if you understood the messages all the way through of Avraham Avinu, about his chesed, and understanding what Torah does, learning through the Torah from Har Sinai, and understanding, learn, make sure that at the end it comes to Parashat Kisavoy, you have understood the three fundamentals, and say vidui in a way that you are able to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've understood, I've done what I needed to do, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can investigate me. That is the message of Vidui Maisa. But I want to take it one step forward. Mitzvah Shem Masa Shabbos, we're going to start Slichus. Right? The Ashkenazim start Slichus on Masa Shabbos. And there's different parts of Slichus. There's a part of Slichus of Hashem Hashem, of becoming like Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there's a certain element like over here of Vidui. How does Vidui begin in its Pratius? In other words, Ashamnu Begadnu is we've become guilty. That is a klal, that is a principle. But when does it come down to the individual averus? How does it begin? Gazalnu. Gazalnu means we have stolen. Now, there's before anything else. Aleph Beis Gimel is not just, you know, to put it in. But the Gimel is the gazalnu, we have stolen. Interestingly enough, therefore, that our whole tshuva begins with the vidui begins with gazela. fast forward, now we have the Slichas, and we have Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we have Rosh Hashanah 2 days, and we have Tzim Gedalia, and we have Aseres Mei Tshuva, and we have Kol Nidre, and you have Shachris, and you have Musaf, and you have, and we are now reaching the levels where we're almost, we have wings growing out of us. We believe that we're mamish holding up there, we're standing by Ne'ilah. And then by Ne'ilah we say a heartbreaking tefillah. We say a Shamnu Begadnu, and as if we're about to back, and we've got one last tefillah over here. Ata noisen yad lepoishim, we said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a heartbreaking tefillah. We say to him, you reach out to poishim, to willful sinners, v'mincha pshut lekavah shavim, and your hand is spread out to accept back the people to tshuva. But to lamdenu Hashem alekin, Hashem has taught us, lehisvadois lefanecha, to do vidui, al kol avoy nesenu for all our veirus, leman nechdal ma'oish ekidenu, in order that we can withdraw from doing oishek. Oishek is a form of gezeila. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us how to do tshuva and made us aware of what it means to make sure we're doing tshuva in order that we can hold back me oishek yedenu from doing gezeila. And therefore, usa kablenu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha nefu, we get tshuva. Says HaChofetz Chaim, what do we see from here? That the condition of receiving tshuva shleima, usa kablenu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha, the condition of receiving tshuva is only if we beforehand make sure that we don't have leman nechta mo'ishik yedenu, that we've got rid of any form of gezeila. In other words, that it is a precondition, the gezeila and receiving tshuva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a precondition. In other words, in order to receive any kind of tshuva and tefillah should be mekubal, it has to be in a form that we don't have any gezeila not holding anything but that belongs to other people. Even oishek, which by the way means the not paying a person up in time when he did a job for you, not stealing from him, you just haven't paid him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I just want to follow through this, it's a fantastic vort. So he says, there's a loshen, Solomon brings this in the Sefer, he says, in the Shmois Rabbi brings down, Omer Yishua HaKoyen, anyone whose hands are dirty with gezel, who calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not listen to him. Why? The fee should philosophy by avera, but his tefillah is like an avera, and he brings a loshen, but it says brings down. His tefillah is achura. What's the loshen of achura? Explains the Chofetz Chaim, like a wine that has dregs inside it. For our example is, if anyone is drinking Turkish coffee, everyone drinking Turkish coffee, so because so you put in a big heap of Turkish coffee and you put hot water and you wait for the sediment to go down, if you drink it too quickly, your whole mouth gets filled with coffee bits. He said when a person is davening, when it says achura, means that it's stirred up, it hasn't settled. When a person davens when he's holding on to gezel, every word of tefillah is coming out of his mouth is mixed in with gezel. That is what's happening. On the contrary, neki chapayim v'alevov, a person's neki chapayim v'alevov, that is, the pasuk says afterwards, yisal brocha me'es Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets brocha. Zeh dor dor shavakshe fanecha Yaakov selo. That's a person vakshe fanecha Yaakov selo. And therefore, you see over here the connection between gezela and tefillah. And there's one var over here which I believe is absolutely amazing. Okay, just understand this carefully. I'm sure you all had this question, right? I'm sure you all had this question. It's an amazing, amazing vort. The Gemara begins. Follow me here carefully because this is a vort you can say over. Is one of the most beautiful vorts I've heard in like a Lomdish and Musa part. Beautiful. The Mishnah begins in Bava Kamma. Arba Ovis Nezikin. Arba Ovis Nezikin means there are four principles of different forms of damage. What are they? Shoir, an ox can gore, an ox can bite, an ox can kick. Boyer is a boyer, a pit. Mava and hever. Hever is fire. What's mava?
It should be the answer.
What is mava? No, what is mava? What does mava mean? Shoir, boyer, mava and hever. Now we are opening up Bava Kamma. Bava Kamma is the safer that gives us the understandings and principles of damages. And here we're talking about the four principles of damages. Principles means understand this and you've got everything else. I'm not going into the nitty gritty. I'm not going to the ins and outs. I'm giving you principles. Principles have got to be as clear and as understandable as possible. And what's Eish? Yeah? Heber, you can say that's a possible. But what is Maveh? What is Maveh? Says the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis, my Maveh, Rav Omer Maveh ze Odom. Maveh is referring to a person who is an Odom. Mu'ud Odom. Shmuel says Maveh is Shem. Rav Omer Maveh Odom. Why is Maveh Odom? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Omar Shoymeh, there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Chof Aleph Yud Beis, Omar Shoymeh, Osa Boike Vegam Loilo, Im Tvo'oyun Bo'oyu, Shuvu Esoyu. In other words, says Rashi, Omar Shoymeh, who's Shoymeh? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, says a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Osa Boike, I'm just telling you in a Nevuah, says a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the day will come. What's Boike? Boike is a Ge'ula for the Tzadikim. The Gam Loilo, and there'll be a time where the Rishon will be punished. Im Tvo'oyun Bo'oyu. What does that mean? If you daven, your tefillah will be answered. And shuvu esoyu, into boy boy, into bakshu, for the geula it will be answered. And shuvu esoyu, and do tshuva. Understand? That understands carefully. Rav is explaining what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says four principles: shoyer, boyer, mava, and hever. In other words, according to Rav, it's shoyer, ox, boyer, mava. Mava is Odom and Eish. Why didn't it say Odom? We have to bring a pasuk in Yeshaya in that from the middle of nowhere that tells you that into Ba'oyum Ba'oyu, that is referring to an Odom, that if he davens, then his tefillahs will be answered for the geula. says so Rabbi Block, the Rebbe Gurbis used to say. No, the Gemara doesn't work in principles. The Gemara doesn't. It's not a hidden thing. It's clear. So listen, this is beautiful. So Rabbi Leib Gurbis used to say that when the Mashkiach Rabbi Yeruchim used to translate the Mishnah like this: Arba Ovis Nezikin. Diferan vier Sorten von Nezikin. There are four different kinds of Nezikin: a shoyer, a ox, yeah, a boyer, a grobe, a hole. Yeah, and Mave, and the under of Mazik is a heilige tzaddik was davening for the geula, a holy tzaddik is davening for the geula. There are three obvious nezikim. There's an ox, there's a pit, and there's a tzaddik who davens for the geula. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Shoyer, boyer, Mave, and hever.
If he's a tzaddik,
he's a shoyer. Yeah. So what's it teaching me here? What's it teaching me here? Shoyer, boyer, Mave, and hever. What's it teaching me here? Says. So he explains, Rav Sol Salanter used to explain that what the Vort over here is, Ruchem explained that the Vort over here is as follows: that when we are learning Sechus and Zikin, when we are learning the different damages, the Torah didn't want to just tell us that, by the way, a Shoyer can harm somebody that way and a Borah can harm somebody that way. The Torah wanted to tell us, the Gemara wanted to tell me, that what is Bo'oyu? That when a person is a mazik, he's not a person, he's not a shoyer with two legs, he is a person. Who is a person? A person who his whole life is about davening, his whole life is about seeking and reaching out to Ribbono Shel Olam. And that person, if he is mazik, his tefillahs will not be answered. His tefillahs will not be answered. The pasuk says, what is a person? A person is a person who davens. If you daven, and you daven properly, shuva is soy, then you do tshuva. A person will not be answered if what? If he is a mazik. In other words, the pasuk is not telling me you are damaging somebody else. The pasuk is telling me you are Odom HaMazik. You know who you're damaging? Yourself! Yourself! You're damaging yourself because your tefillahs will not be listened to. That's shoyer, borim, mava, and hever. The shoyer, there's a boyer, there's a mother, a person who's damaging who? Yourself. Because what is a person? By definition, a person who davens. And a person who davens is also all about davening for the geula. And his tefillahs, says the pasuk in Yeshaya, will not be answered if he doesn't daven with the kravonos, he doesn't do tshuva. Tshuva on what? The man yechda no isha kidenu. That Kosh Baruch Hu save us from this form of transgression. That is the principles of Nezikin. Nezikin is not about stopping me damaging you, and I've got to make sure that you looked after. No, you're looking after yourself by looking after Of course you're looking after him, but you're looking after yourself. You're making sure that your tefillahs will be answered. This is a principle. It begins. The whole concept of tshuva, it begins in this week's parasha of Maisrus, of making sure you give it to the right people, not holding anything back. And when I've done that, I can say, I've done what I can, I've done Maisrishon, which is all about looking after the Melech HaChomim. I've done Maisrishen, which is all about sanctifying my life in a way that it should be sanctified. I've done Maisrishon, only looking after other people. But more than anything, I've done what I can in order to ensure that I've got rid of any kind of Averis, of Gezela. And therefore, as the Pasuk says, as we say in the Machza, and therefore you taught us how to do tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'ezus Hashem, and that schus will give us an incredibly successful, meaningful, and wonderful year. I just want to say that gezeila does not necessarily mean, you know, I went along and I stole something from a shop. You know, people think to themselves, what have I done? You know, I'm an honest guy. If he gives me too much change, I give it back. Well, that's called gezeila. So gezeila is much smaller things. The Chazon Ish used to say that if you tell somebody, I'll meet you at 1 o'clock, and you keep the guy waiting for 10 minutes, that is a gezeila. You've stolen time, and you can never ever pay that back. You can never pay it back. I got stuck in traffic. If you very, very important business interview, you wouldn't be stuck in traffic. You'd make sure you're there long ago, because you just don't respect the person enough. That's gezeila. Rousseau Slant was once standing, you saw somebody standing by a window. He said, you're stealing air. People want the window open, the whole base manager can breathe, and you're blocking up their air. He saw somebody miserable in the street. So sort of miserable on the street at Slichus time. What's the matter? He said, wish him a good morning, he gives a soft ruffle, like a grumpy thing. He said, what's the matter? He said, I'm doing tshuva. He says, I've got to suffer because you're doing tshuva. I want to hear a nice smile back from you. That is gezeila. And therefore, the manechtam or isha kidein applies to all the small instances. And therefore, be careful with that. Shoyer Borim Mavan Heva teaches us that will make other people's lives better, and more than anything, will make our own lives better. Thank you very much.